Well, John, what have you made of today?
Disappointed. No, you've got to be disappointed when you lose at home. All credit for Dagenham. They came out and they had a 15-minute spell. And it's not often that you win a game in a 15-minute spell, but they certainly did today. And, you know, we've got to learn from it. You know, we certainly did enough to win the game. I don't think even the staunchest Dagenham fans could say that they were fortunate to win today. I think on the day we deserve to win, not just draw. But you've got to be realistic about it. And they've took their chances and we haven't. But also, if you rewind back to the previous home game, probably Plymouth should have deserved to beat us. So sometimes you ride your luck. We rolled our luck against Plymouth and the footballing gods were against us today. But we move on. We know there's areas to improve. We know that we played OK. I think we were better than what we played against Plymouth, and we won against Plymouth. So, but the players, you know, players are bitterly disappointed because they know that there's a chance to do something special this year. And every time you pass up 3 points, it's like it should hurt you because they're like Goldust, and we'll never have the opportunity again. And, you know, I said to the players, we'll probably never have a better opportunity to win a home game than coming in 1-0 at half time and being totally in control of a game. And so to relinquish that control for 15 minutes and that ultimately cost you the game, it's hard to take. But I maybe should have expected it because I never seem to have a happy birthday, so ever since I was a kid, so that never changes really.
You started really brightly, didn't you, today?
Well, you know, the lads have got a great work ethic, they've got a great appetite for the game, and they showed how hungry they were in the first half. They never stopped first half, to be honest. I thought we were very, very good first half. And, you know, on runs we might have scored more than one. I'm still scratching my head how the one that's at the other side of the bar has stayed out. We know the lads think it's over the line, but, you know, I haven't got a clue from where I'm standing, you know. I just think that if it's over the line, he's only going on a wet pitch, so I'd reserve judgments on that. But, you know, that keeper's made two unbelievable saves as well. One, which would have been an own goal. I just don't know how he saved it, to be honest. But sometimes things like that go for you. And, you know, Wayne hasn't had the best of luck. I watched them last week against Exeter, and they managed to lose a game that they should have won. So swings and roundabouts, I suppose.
Is it a case of switching off defensively, John, for two pretty similar goals in a short space of time?
Yeah, they were, well, you'd say they were Calvin Cobby, but I think he scored them at different feet. You know, the lads are disappointed the way we defended it. We know we can do that better. We should never let him get a shot on either occasion. And that's the problem. You know, while I'm bitterly, bitterly disappointed about losing the game, I'm more upset about losing my goalkeeper, to be honest. Because that looked a bad injury, and the lad's done exceptionally since he's came, and that's a more of a body blow than losing 3 points, to be honest.
At this moment in time, are you fearing that there's an ankle injury there?
Well, they seem to think it's ankle and knee, so you have to be fortunate to get away with both. So, and that's probably put the biggest downer for me today.
The fact that it's happened right at the very, very end of the game as well.
What's more annoying is he shouldn't have even had to start to make a save. You know, we've got the ball, we've got comfortable possession, and, you know, we've turned it over stupidly. And that's what's hurting me more. You know, that the fact that it was totally unnecessary. And that's what's in it hard to take at the moment.
You've got some good options available now, haven't you? Was it a tough call whether or not to start with James Gray today?
Well, it was, you know, but the toughest call was leaving Piero off the bench. You know, he's done nothing wrong, and we've got good players, got good competition with places. But, you know, we can't go with all attackers on the bench. And we need to balance the squad out a bit.
In terms of what you're leaving with today, there's a lot to be positive about, isn't there, for what you managed to create?
Listen, we're a good team. You know, I'd certainly be amazed to be finishing the bottom half. But, you know, thinking that and doing it are two different things. As I'm saying, you know, there's a lot to be positive, but all I'm thinking of at the moment is losing my keeper. That's the thing that's annoyed me the most.